Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. Yes, you are in time for Power Hour of Prayer. Thank you, Jesus. He's an on-time God. He may not come when you want him, but you know what? He's always on time. We may think he's late. We may think it's too early. But no, God is always on time. Thank you, Jesus. God is truly, truly good. He's been a blessing to you. And you ought to say thank you. Somebody this morning ought to shout thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes we just need to thank God. Instead of asking him and begging him and pleading him for something, thank him. Instead of murmuring and complaining, try thanking God. Try glorifying God. Try magnifying God. Amen? I'm not going to say try it. Just do it. Just do it this morning. Just do it. Why? Because God has done so much for you, and he's still blessing you. In the midst of all that's going on, God is still blessing you. And we ought to just thank God and praise God and glorify God, because it could have been worse than what it is. My God, my God, my God. A lot of individuals have gone through some things that you've never gone through and some things that you will never go through. So we need to thank and praise God for the God that he is. And God is still keeping us, guiding us, leading us, and directing us. Nobody but the Almighty God has his hand upon you. We are praying, my sisters and brothers, for those 18 children that have passed, their families, praying for their friends, the babies, the 18 babies. My God, my God, my God. We are praying for their schoolmates, classmates, the teachers, the counselors, the social workers. We are praying for them. We are praying for the adults, the teachers that have passed. My God, my God, my God. God is speaking to us. In spite of, God is still speaking to us. We know that God is still good. God is still good. God is still good. I want you to hear that this morning. God is still good. Our God has not changed. He's still good. Get that in your spirit this morning. God is still good. We come against Satan and his attacks. We come against him right now. We come against that spirit. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against those principalities and those evil, wicked spirits in high places. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. That's why the word of God says what? Pray without ceasing. And we need to have prayer placed back in our schools. We need to have prayer placed back in our schools. Satan is happy that we no longer pray out loud. My God, my God, my God. We need to have prayer placed back in our schools, in our homes, in our communities. The Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. Are you praying this morning? Are you seeking the Lord? Are you praying with your husband and your wife before you go off to work? Are you praying with your children before they go off to school? Are you praying as a family early in the morning? When they arrive at home, are you praying at night before they go to bed? Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Are we praying, my sisters and my brothers? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Are we praying the model prayer? That's a model prayer. He's given us something to model after. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He's given us a model prayer. I've heard individuals say, well, I don't know how to pray. Go to the Word of God. He's given us a model prayer. Lord, have mercy on my soul. Lord, keep me. Watch over me. Direct me. Lead me and guide me. Lord, I need you. Nothing else seemed to work. But call upon the name of Jesus. He will work it out without the shadow of a doubt. I want you to hear this morning. Are you praying? Have you taught your children how to pray? I found the answer. I learned how to pray. That's the answer. That's the answer, my sisters and brothers. Not a law, another regulation, another rule. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. You pass that test with 100%. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Early in the morning, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for keeping me from last night's sleep and slumber. Thank you for guiding and leading me and directing me. Even in the midst of my foolishness, I thank you, God, because you're still with me. You're ordering my footsteps. You're keeping me safe because I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Would I have those old-time prayer bands? Band together and pray. Gather together and pray. Don't gather together and gossip. Gather together and pray. Let the Lord lead and guide and direct you. Yes, he's a one-time God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. My brothers and my sisters, men and women of God, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, with your power hour of prayer. Praying time. It's serious out here. Get right with God and do it now. The devil's been defeated. We have the victory. In Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ. Do you know him this morning? Have you accepted him as your personal Savior? Now is the time of salvation. Do you know about the shadow of a doubt? If you leave this earth in the next 5 seconds, that you're going home to be with the Lord. Do you know him this morning? Have you accepted him as your personal Savior? Now is the hour of salvation. The Lord is speaking to us. Not just every day. Every second. Every minute. Every 30 minutes. Every 60 minutes. God is speaking to us every hour. Hear his voice. Hear his voice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness. And thank you for your grace. And thank you for your mercy. Nobody but God. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Yes, he is your friend. So men and women of God, stop going around saying, I don't have a friend. Yes, you do. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Yes, he is your friend. Accept him this morning as your personal Savior. Believe and trust in him, the Almighty Living God. and he will work it out. Walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. Those of us that are born again, saying that we're born again, we trust him, we believe in him, walk in that authority. Hold your head up high. No matter what's going on in your life, walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. Even as you lie in your sickbed, you still walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Things begin to change and happen for you. Even if you don't have a dime in your pocket, you walk in the authority of Christ. You believe and you trust him that he's surely going to bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Don't pick them back up after you get finished praying. Don't start saying, I don't know if God really hear me. I don't know if God really going to work this out for me. I don't believe I'm going to get out of this time. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. He said that we will have trials and tribulations. He said it wasn't going to be easy. But he's with you. He's with you this morning. And we're all going to have trials and tribulations. It's not just you. You're not all that in a bag of chips. We're all going to have trials and tribulations. But in the midst of our trials and tribulations, we've got to trust God. Believe God. Believe he is your all in all. Believe that he is the I am, the great deliverer, the great healer, the great way maker. Believe that he is a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Yes, he is. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Trust in him. Have the mind of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to our protection psalm, Psalm 91. And as I said to you all yesterday, open your Bible to Psalm 91 and place it in your home. Your protection song. Open your Bible to Psalm 91 and place it in your car. Your protection song. Walk with it. Talk with it. Speak it. Learn it by heart. Teach it to your children. Post it on your refrigerator. In your bathroom. Psalm 91. On your desk at work. Somebody saying, I can't put it there. Yes, you can. Psalm 91. It's your desk. Place it there. They're going to come past and read it. They're going to check it out. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eye shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because he has set his love upon me, because he hath made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels, and I believe in angels, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. Do you know his name? He knows your name. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You need to call upon him this morning. Jesus Christ, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you this morning. We magnify you. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul in thy salvation. Glory be to God. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give his angels charge over thee. Yes, he will. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Are you committing your way unto the Lord this morning? Or are you going your way? Want to have it your way? It's not Burger King. This is the word of God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. And he shall bring it to pass. Yes, he will. He shall bring it to pass in his time, not your time. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as noonday. Rest in the Lord. Rest. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. Because of the man who bring wicked devices to pass. He knows all about those situations. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. Fret not thyself any wise to do evil. Cease from anger. This is the word of God. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any way to do evil. That's a strong man or a strong woman. When he or she is going through something and they're calling you everything but a child of God, gossip about you, they've talked about you. But the word of God is saying, don't do no evil. He's speaking to you this morning, saying the battle's not yours, it's the Lord's. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. That's kind of hard for somebody to swallow this morning. For evildoers shall be cut off. Somebody's saying, but when, Lord? But the word of God says, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Wait on the Lord, even in times like these. We don't quite understand why. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yet they shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. My God, my God, my God, we are waiting on you. We're waiting on you, Lord. You said it in your word. We're trusting in you, Lord. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees his day is coming. His day is coming. Somebody saying, when? When is all this shooting going to stop, Lord? Our babies are dying. Our husbands, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, great-great-grandchildren, sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews. When, Lord? When is it going to stop? The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be upright conversation. Be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of many of the wicked. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. Yes, he does. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and the inheritance shall be forever. There shall not be a shame in evil time. And in days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Even in the midst of prices going up, we still won't be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of the lambs. They shall consume into smoke. They shall consume away. The wicked borrow and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they shall be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man. Watch this. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Get back up. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsake not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom. Watch your words. And his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judge. My God, my God, my God. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judge. Wait on the Lord and keep his way. In spite of what's all that's going on in this time and in this season, my sisters and my brothers, men and women of God, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they shall see it. I've seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green palm tree or a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not, yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. This is the word of the Lord. But the transgressors shall be destroyed. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of God. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. In a time of trouble, still call upon the name of Jesus. He is your strength in a time of trouble. When you've lost your loved ones, your babies, your husband, your wife, your cousins, your aunt, your uncle, your coworker, even your boss. The word of God says, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. We ought to call on the name of Jesus this morning. We still got to trust him. In the midst of all that's going on, in the midst of all that's being done, trust in the Lord. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all ye earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory be unto his name. Bring forth offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say unto the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful in all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the world rejoice, my God, before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Psalm 96. That's the word of God for the people of God. Now is the hour of salvation. Have you accepted him as your personal Savior? Do you believe without the shadow of a doubt that he heard your prayer and answered your prayer? Yes, God is a good God. We are praying for you, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage. We are praying for you, Sister Nettie Savage, Mother Annie Green. We are praying for you, Sister Greta, and your family. Your children, we're praying for you and your loved ones. We're praying for you, Tracy. We're praying for you, Tony. We're praying for you, Diamond Tickle, Zariel Kelly, Ryle Kelly, our realtor, Miss Shanita Kelly. We're praying for you, Elijah Kelly. We're praying for you. God is able. God is doing some fantastic things in the lives of the Green family, the Kelly family, the Trahan family, the Taylor family, the Ricks family. We're praying for you, Minister Sharon Ricks. God is able. Minister Barbara Duffy. God is able. Deacon Mamie Duffy, we are praying for you. Prophet Reggie Duffy, we are praying for you. God is able. He's an extraordinary God. Extraordinary God. He's a way maker. We are praying for you, Desmond Stewart. We are praying for you, Ricky Hightower, Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower. We are praying for you, Bobby Gladden, Brenda Gladden, Esther. We are praying for you, Marvin Harrington. We are praying for you and the entire Harrington family. Praying for New Union Baptist Church, family, friends. We are praying for you, Portia. Yes, we are. We are praying for you, Michael. Thank you, Jesus. We are praying for you, Reverend Johnson. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close and family. Sister Gwen, Deaconess Gwen, we are praying for you. God is able. Harry P. Close the third. Harry P. Close the second. We are praying for you. The entire Close family. God is doing some miracle working in that family. Yes, he is. He's keeping you. He's guiding you. He's leading you. We are praying for you, Elder John Waters, Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, Deaconess Tina Soule, Diane. We are praying for you in South Carolina. Pastor Loretta Sumter, your family, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. He's keeping you. He's guiding you. He's leading you. He's directing you. All our firefighters, we are praying for you. Our volunteer firefighters, yes. We are praying for you, Deacon Sumter. Your son and you have volunteered many years in South Carolina as volunteer firefighters. We are praying for you and those that get paid. We are praying for all of our firefighters. They definitely stand in need of prayer. We are praying for you, Sister Ray and your family, Sister Eva Bunting, Sister Mary Winston. We are praying for you, Master Dominique Davis, the Harvin family. We are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Barbara Haney, Sister Mary Hamilton. We are praying for you, Sister Joanne. We're praying for you, Deacon Terry and your wife, Sister Terry. We're praying for you, John. Yes, we are. We are praying for you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Reverend Thomas, we're praying for you and your family. Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, Flying Eagles Ministry, we are praying for you. God is able. God has delivered, and God has healed you from that heart condition. Isn't he a miracle-working God? Yes, he is. A miracle worker. Barbara Thompson, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Dr. Alice Poole Davis, we're praying for you and your husband and your family in its entirety. Deacon Price, Deaconess Patricia Price, we're praying for you. We're praying for you. God is a deliverer. God is a healer. We know what God can do. He did it before, and he'll do it again. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Eddie Logan, we're praying for you and your family. Rudolph Logan, we're praying for you. Mother Rosetta Logan, we are praying for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is keeping you. God is guiding you, and God is leading you. Thank you, Jesus, for the Logan family. Hold it up the fort in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Marcus Johnson, we are praying for you. Elder Don and Annette Smith, we are praying for you. Mercedes, we are keeping you and your children lifted up in prayer. Glory, hallelujah. Trust in God. Elder Annette, everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Trust in the Almighty God. Pastor Shirley Caesar, we are praying for you. Yes, we are praying for you, Pastor Tammy Caesar. Yes, we are. Dr. Bernice Moore Wright, we're praying, thanking God for your healing from kidney disease. Praying for Christopher. Thank God for his healing. We thank you, Jesus, for Lorinda, Sister Lorinda, Minister Lorinda. We're praying for you and your family in its entirety. Your husband, your children, your daycare, your business. We're praying for you that God will continue to use you in a mighty way. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We're lifting up in prayer Sister Minister Yvonne McFadden, family in its entirety. We're praying for you. God will strengthen you, guide you, and keep you in times like these. You got to know him for yourself. You got to trust him for yourself. In the midst of all that's going on, God is still able. And God is still a good God. Dr. Ronald Green, Sister Jill Green, we're praying for you in Miami, Florida. He's there too. Yes, he is. We thank you for the work that you're doing in the community. We thank you, Sister Jill, that God has allowed you to retire. And as you continue to work, he will strengthen you, guide you, and keep you. We're praying for Chief Petty Officer, retired Wallace Green, Virginia Beach, Virginia, and his wife, Sandra. Their children, we're praying for you. Kelsey, we're praying for you. Bless them and strengthen them and guide that family. Wallace Green, Jr., we're praying for you. Yes, we are. God is able. He is our salvation. He is our rock. He is our keeper. He is our waymaker. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. We're praying for the individual that's about to go through surgery right now in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Work a miracle in their life as they go into that room for surgery. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Let the doctors and the nurses and the anesthesiologists see a miracle right now that there'll be no surgery. By his stripes, he or she is healed. We come against Alzheimer's and dementia, Father God. Touch the minds right now of those, Father God, that are suffering from mental illness, Father, that there'll be no more mental illness. Touch that mind right now because you said that you are a mind regulator. There'll be no more confusion in their mind. You're not confused. God is not the author of confusion. We come against those that are on drugs, illegal drugs, that are taking alcohol, thinking they're going to get some relief, but they're not. You get that relief from calling upon the name of Jesus and surrendering your life to him totally. We come against drug addiction. Do not allow them to stick another needle in their vein. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Take away that desire for drugs, illegal drugs. Take away that desire for painkillers. Take away that desire. But they wouldn't even want to hear the word crack cocaine. They wouldn't want to hear the word heroin. They wouldn't want to hear or see another illegal drug in their life. Trouble their mind and their spirit that they'll say, I don't want that. I don't need that. I need Jesus. Take away that needle right now. That individual is about to inject the needle into their veins. Father God, in the name of Jesus, stop it right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. By stripes, they are healed and delivered from drug addiction, alcoholism, homosexuality, deliverance, 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 deliverance right now on this day. You're being delivered right now and healed in the name of Jesus. Deliverance from gossiping, lying, stealing, backbiting, whoremongering. Deliverance. We need deliverance right now. Thank you, Jesus. Deliver us from temptation. Deliver us from temptation. Deliverance. Healing. I decree and declare your son or your daughter, your husband or your wife, your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. We're breaking generational curses. No more drug addicts in our families. No more alcoholics in our families. No more homosexuals in our families. No more liars or thieves and backbiters in our family. We're breaking those generational curses. Poverty flee from our families. The earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. We thank you, Jesus. We serve a rich Father. Our daddy is rich in houses and land. And we thank you right now, Father God, for healing that person right now from that surgery. Thank you, Jesus, for healing from prostate cancer, breast cancer, cancer of the esophagus, for healing right now. Cancer of the bones, Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing that individual right now in the name of Jesus. The doctors didn't know what it was. We thank you for healing that person from cancer in the bones. They'll walk again freely. Thank you, Jesus, for touching hands, delivering those hands, healing those hands, those legs, touching the arteries and the veins, that circulation will go in their bodies, Father God, like it should be. Reestablishing every area of their body right now. Reestablishing. You created that heart. You are a heart fixer. No more heart attacks. Thank you, Jesus. They will not need a stent. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The doctors will be amazed. Intestinal conditions. Touch the stomachs right now, the arteries, Father God. Touch the veins in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. God is healing someone right now from Crohn's colitis in the name of Jesus. God is healing you from that stomach condition right now in the name of Jesus. God is taking you off that medication that's causing that problem in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing that person right now, Father God, that's been suffering with that heart condition, that's been suffering with that intestinal problem right now. No more constipation. No more diarrhea. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing hand of mercy. Glory be to God. Touch the arteries and the veins of that leg, that knee. Heal right now in the name of Jesus. They will not need surgery on their knees. Move them. Move them. Move them. Thank you, Jesus. Recreate those knees. The arteries and the veins. Let the blood flow freely. The blood flow freely in those veins, in those legs, in those feet. They will be able to walk, in those toes. They will be able to move. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Someone has a hearing problem. Father, touch the ears right now. Unstop the ears right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for unstopping those ears right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You ought to praise him right now. Touch the eyes of someone who's having problems with the eyes. Thank you, Jesus, right now. You're the same God to heal the blind man. Gave him sight to see. You will see spiritually and physically. No more glaucoma. No more glaucoma. No more eye disease. Your sight has been restored in the name of Jesus. Claim it. I hear someone saying, I can see clearly now. I can hear. I can speak. I can talk. The individual's in a coma right now, Father God. We snap your fingers. Father God, you're out of that coma right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray for those in hospitals, in nursing homes, in assisted living facilities, Father God, that you'll touch them one by one, individually and collectively. We pray for every resident, every nurse, every doctor, every worker in the vineyard, those that dispense the medication, every aide, those that prepare the food and clean the floors, the administration, social workers, psychologists, the doctors, we pray for you that the hand of God will fall upon you, that you have the mind of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for every police officer that's walking their beats. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Grant them to use godly wisdom and godly intelligence. touch their minds right now. Let them focus on you. Let them cry out to you in the midst of crimes that's being committed. We pray for our people and our communities that they will be obedient to the Spirit of God. Touch those individuals, Father God. Touch their minds. Touch their minds and let them see the value of life. We come against white supremacy. We come against those, Father God, that don't value lives, Father God. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them feel your presence. Let them experience the presence of God. Let them feel the almighty living God all around them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. They will not pick up another gun and fire and kill another innocent victim right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for their salvation. We pray for their salvation. We pray for their salvation. We come against the computers, the laptops, the phones, the individuals that are using them for evil. But God made for good. He didn't intend for evil. Stop the illegal texting. Stop the texting that's not of God. Let the texting be the word of God going forth for deliverance and healing and salvation. Stop the pornography. Stop it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We praise your name. We glorify you, Father God. You said the Lord will make my enemies my footstools. We come against those spirits right now. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. And we thank you right now, Father God, for keeping us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you, Father God, for relieving someone of stress. They're in a stressful situation. We thank you, Father God, for relieving them right now in the name of Jesus of all that stress. That they'll cry out to you and pray for deliverance and seek you of all that's going on. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. We pray for those that have lost loved ones. We have faith in you, in your word, in Jesus Christ. I decree and declare the spirit of peace to reign upon this earth like never before. I decree and declare peace in your home, in the schools, in the streets, on your jobs, as you ride the bus to school or to work. I decree and declare that you'll be safe. I decree and declare peace on the train, on the airplanes as they land, as they travel high up in the sky. I decree and declare peace in the hearts, the minds, the spirits, and the souls. I decree and declare with the power invested in me, peace in the spirit and mind of those that are waking up this morning. They will not have an evil thought or evil intentions. Stop it in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, you'll touch their minds and body and spirit right now. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. The reason some people refer to this deeper superconscious level of the mind is the Christ mind of Christ consciousness because Jesus Christ seemed to know about and had to develop that miracle level of the mind. It's reflected in our lives, our ministry, and our teaching. We know that all men had the same Christ mind within them too, which when activated could produce apparent miracles for them in an instant. He promises followers, and his promise applies to this modern-day followers as well. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. This is the word of God. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. John 14:12. Read it, receive it, believe it, Why is it that we're not doing greater works, my sisters and my brothers? This is the word of God. Jesus Christ broke through the negative thought stratum into which the race had fallen. By breaking through that mental navigation, he opened the way for all. He opened the way for all who become attuned to his power to be likewise. Though the consciousness Jesus generated through his life, crucifixion and resurrection, he aimed to arouse this superconscious miracle power in man and reconnect mankind with it to get man back into Eden state of mind where all things are possible when man was given dominion over the earth in itself. That Jesus did reestablish this miracle consciousness, which man can tune in on, is evident in the miracle power that the early Christians had. They knew how to tune in on Christ consciousness Jesus had activated, and for several centuries they were able to do the works Jesus had done. Are we doing the work that Jesus had done? This miracle consciousness was finally suppressed by human personality that took over the church and ruled it for many centuries. Even so, there are many isolated instances of great souls down through the centuries who became aware of it and quietly developed and used the miracle consciousness that Jesus had aroused in you, the Christ mind. He said it in John 14 and 12, "He that believeth in me, the works that I do shall ye do also, and greater works than these they shall do, if I do unto the Father." John 14 and 12. Read that scripture. Get it in your spirit and do it. Men and women of God, believe and trust him. Greater works ye shall do. The same God yesterday, today, and forever. Just do it. Greater works. The word of God says that. The mind of Christ. Believe. Walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. Greater works ye shall do. Just do it. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, Power Hour of Prayer. Greater works ye shall do. Get it in your mind and in your spirit and just do it. Tune in tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7. Tell a friend to listen to the Power Hour of Prayer with your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. God bless you real good.